This week marks the 75th anniversary of the end of the Spanish Civil War, a bloody conflict that's often viewed as the prelude to World War II. On one side were the nationalists, led by General Franco and backed by Hitler and Mussolini. On the other side was the Spanish Republican government. Volunteers travelled from all over the world to form military units known as the International Brigades. They came to fight fascism and to defend democracy. Ireland's reaction was unique, as Irish citizens travelled to Spain to fight on both sides. Lorcan Clancy spoke to historian Harry Owens about Irish involvement in the war.
The Spanish Civil War began as a military coup. In July of 1936, General Francisco Franco led a bloody rebellion against the elected Republican government. The three-year civil war that followed exposed deep divisions in Spanish society. Many powerful forces were opposed to the Republican government's social and economic reforms. The church, the army, and particularly landowners were hostile to any changes that threatened their privileged position.
The real reason for the whole civil war in Spain is an issue of class and property. It's about the rich and the poor. My name is Harry Owens, and I'm a member of FIBI, which is the Friends of the International Brigade in Ireland, and I've been involved in issues to do with the Spanish Civil War in Spain and the International Brigades for at least 30 years now. The institutions of power were concentrated in a few hands. Spain, if you like, had fallen behind the rest of Europe, and like in Ireland, land was a red-hot issue.
The majority of Irish people supported Franco's rebels, who were known as nationalists. In the early months of the war, there were many reports of Republican atrocities against the Catholic clergy. Because of this, Franco's rebellion was viewed as a religious crusade.
Virtually the whole country was swept up on the issue of the massacre of the clergy that took place in the first 3 months on the Republican side. Naturally, De Valera couldn't come out for Franco. I would say that De Valera's big victory was his tactical victory in ensuring that he didn't withdraw recognition from the Republic, despite the tremendous pressure he was put under by huge popular demonstrations led by particularly General O'Duffy.
Owen O'Duffy was an army general and politician who had been the leader of the Blue Shirts. He organised an Irish brigade to go to Spain and fight for Franco.
This was very important for Franco, because if an independent small country like Ireland backed Franco, it meant the issue wasn't what Franco originally rose about, which is putting down the working class and getting rid of effective democracy. It meant the issue was religion. Franco wanted them for political reasons, because it dressed his crusade, as he was calling it, in religious robes and avoided the unpleasant issue of how many were being killed by him and how he was killing them. And secondly, that he was fighting with the two leading fascist powers of Europe.
O'Duffy selected 700 volunteers. The brigade became an official military unit in the Spanish Foreign Legion, called the 15th Bandera.
But when they get to Spain, O'Duffy's men find the war they have come out to defend, which is basically the church, is not in fact on the ground the war that they're being asked to fight. And one of the interesting things they do, to their credit, is they vote massively when their renewal time comes up, an option to go home.
Despite the strong pro-Franco feeling in Ireland at the time, there were some who backed the Spanish Republican cause. The political activist Frank Ryan wrote open letters in the newspaper expressing his support. He also criticised Cardinal Joseph McRory for raising funds at church collections to aid Franco.
And Cardinal McRory then attacks him from the pulpit at a huge pilgrimage. And at that point, Frank says, right, you and the church and O'Duffy are getting ready to go out. We're going to do the same.
Frank Ryan travelled to Spain with about 80 men. They fought Franco's forces as part of the International Brigades.
When Frank Ryan brings his 80 men out, people have already come from all over the world to join, and the Communist Party has decided, well, we're going to organise these people into International Brigades and make it a proper unit. They were involved in, some of them, in the defence of Madrid. There are fellows from all over Ireland killed. The second big battle would have been down at Lopera in Andalusia, when 9 Irish are killed. And then you had the huge Battle of Jarama, where 19 Irish are killed. You have people going out for a lot of different reasons. An odd one were, there were adventurers, but a lot of them went out of a sense of justice. And also, this comes up again and again when you talk to any of those men in the brigades, they could see the Second World War coming if Hitler and Mussolini weren't stopped. If you look at the Irish who went out with Frank Ryan or went out in themselves to the Republic, or the Irish diaspora who came from many parts of the world to fight, their casualty rate is 28, 29, 30%. They went out to share the sufferings of the Spanish people with the Republic, and they did in every sense.
Lurkin Clancy there on the Spanish Civil War and the two Irish forces who participated.